new law set to kick in July. It is sure to have people talking. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the people outside our borders as well. Big shout out to my pals, the crew in London, who told me they sit at their desk and they're eating their scones and tea and listening to America Tonight. They promised to call in the near future. Also to some of our friends in Venezuela, Christina in Sweden, and all of you who have been sticking around here on ATN. And oh, what a show we have for you. More fallout from the Supreme Court decision on affirmative action. We're going to talk to Project 21's Joe Hicks. What is Project 21? Black conservatives with unique opinions, highly educated, super smart crowd. We've had a lot of the various Project 21 guys on, and actually a few women too, throughout the last couple of years, peppering in some different opinions. And you know how we roll here on America Tonight. If you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, you have an opinion, you want to throw in your two cents, you can certainly do that. And I bet a few of you want to jump on what's now a controversial gun bill that was signed by Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal. Well, he's scheduled to sign it. He's going to sign it. Let's just put it that way. And it's one of the most extensive state gun laws in the nation. It allows, in a nutshell, licensed owners to carry firearms into public places, more of them than at any time in the past century. You know what it includes? Bars, churches, government buildings that don't have security checkpoints, and schools can vote on this. So if a teacher feels comfortable or somebody in the front office, they can carry a gun. Oh, what a game changer. Is it whacked? Is it wild? Is it about time? What do you think? More weapons carried in public places. And no veto, right? I mean, Deal is running again. He's not vetoing it. It's a done deal. It's signed, sealed, and delivered, pretty much. So some people in Georgia are furious. They're up in arms over this, saying this is outrageous and this does not keep anybody safer. But what do you say, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's head out. Let's go to David in California. Hi, David. Thanks for hanging with us. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, Kate. Let me change to something completely different in the name of Monty Python. I don't know if you noticed it, but yesterday the state of Missouri executed a prisoner entirely secretly. As you may know, Missouri executes people now with lethal injection.
Yeah.
And as far as the AMA is concerned, the Medical Association, no doctor can perform an execution. As you know, the Hippocratic Oath says that a doctor, first of all, do no harm. So for a doctor to inject some poison into somebody to kill them, they're going to get their medical license yanked. Right. So there were some attempts by lawyers for some of the prisoners to find out what Missouri was going to use for the execution process. And the state of Missouri basically flipped the bird to the entire state, saying, we're not going to tell you, and we're not going to give any information about these people that are killing people with a lethal injection. We're not going to give the doctors' names. We're not going to say where they got the drugs from, which pharmacy they got them from, anything about it. So it basically was entirely secret. So that was a huge scandal this morning. Well, now the state of Oklahoma has doubled down on it, and they're trying to impeach the judges that put a stay on execution on basically the same, on the same jurisdiction, that doctors are not supposed to execute people. Pharmacists are not supposed to issue drugs that will kill people, because pharmacists also have to go through the Hippocratic Oath. So what's interesting about it is that the state of both Missouri and Oklahoma, if you remember right in Nazi Germany history, after the war was over, all of these people in the neighborhoods around Bergen-Belsen and Auschwitz and all those famous concentration camps said, we didn't know that they were executing people over there. Well, here's the state of Oklahoma and the state of Missouri are setting it up for exactly the same thing. They're doing secret executions. They're not saying who's on the payroll to be the executioner. They're not saying how they're executing them. They're just doing it. So, you know, keep your eyes open for this one. These old boys are going for broke.
You know, I think they should have to put all that out there, David, for sure. But the story that you're talking about, it's interesting, and I think this is one of them, is that terrible farmhouse killing where William Rusan was the guy who was the lead guy who supposedly orchestrated their death, the farm couple. For a year, they got away with it. The woman, what they did to her, put a bag on her head, waited, and screamed, finish her off like an hour later. I mean, I can't even read the details. It makes me sick to my stomach. And this happened in 1993. So that story's out there about Rusan and his last words and what he said. 57 years old, he died at 12:10, something like that, 9 minutes after he got the drugs. So they gave those kind of details. Didn't give who the doctor was and all that kind of stuff. Just that they went to this farmhouse. They were going to, you know, the details of what happened. They were going to steal a bunch of stuff. And then the couple came home and they killed them. They ambushed them, basically. It's sickening, the details. And some people are surprised by this, maybe with me. I am a death penalty advocate for a heinous crime. I mean, when you can nail it shut, I believe in the death penalty. Is it a deterrent to other people? I don't know if we can 100% say that. In fact, I don't think so necessarily at all. But I am an eye for an eye person in this case, in these cases. This was heinous what they did here, and I think this should have happened. This guy was a cretin. And no question, putting a garment bag over her head, carrying her outside, waiting for a long time, and then screaming out to his son, finish her off, firing a shot into her head to kill her that way. And, I mean, there's more grisly details about it that I won't go into. But several states, like Missouri, now use the compounded execution drugs from unnamed pharmacies, and courts so far have allowed most of those executions to roll on. On Monday, the Oklahoma Supreme Court stayed the executions, actually, of two death row inmates who challenged the secrecy that he's talking about, that David's talking about, surrounding the process of procuring the drugs. And I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, why can't they just say it? Why can't they do that? How they're getting the execution drugs? I don't see why some of those details aren't out there. Because if your name can't be attached to it, the doctor, etc., then why are you doing that in the first place? But this Missouri couple, that guy deserved to be executed. All right, stay with us. Joe Hicks coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Attracts a crowd. Not surprisingly, a lot of you had plenty to say when we checked the mailbag tonight about the recent Supreme Court decision on affirmative action. Some say foul, and plenty of you say it's fair. Project 21's Joe Hicks joins us now. He definitely is a guy who always has a hardcore opinion. We've had him on once before. He was just absolutely terrific. So, Joe, we are psyched to have you back on the show. Your reaction initially to what you heard with the opinion just the other day?
Well, first, it's really nice to be back with you again, Kate. You know, I was certainly pleased with the decision. It was the proper kind of ruling. I would have frankly, in fact, I traveled back to Michigan and had spent some time with the Attorney General back there encouraging him to make arguments that would open the case up, that would allow some of the more aggressive conservatives on the bench, like Scalia, to dive into the constitutionality of racial preferences itself. Okay, fine. They didn't do that. They ruled very narrowly. They simply said the right thing, that the people of any state have the ability to vote for a measure that bans racial discrimination, in this case called racial preferences. So they did the right thing, and it clearly sends a strong signal, particularly states like California, where I'm talking to you from, that have been contemplating trying to overturn a similar measure here in California. So hopefully that scared those folks off.
Yeah, though it's interesting because some people that say this is an outrageous decision who have called the show say, how can you have a black president and a black attorney general and allow this to happen? But you say that perfectly. It makes sense that we don't have that. Is that your point of view?
Well, actually, the fact that we have a black president, a black attorney general, don't really factor in. This was in the realm of the Supreme Court. You had the justice looking, then it broke down to a 6-2 vote. It's interesting that some of the more liberal justices actually crossed the aisle and voted with some of the more conservative justices like Thomas and Scalia and Roberts and others. So the 6-2 means they clearly got what was going on. The interesting fight here, Kate, is actually what broke out between Sotomayor, who wrote what a lot of, you know, liberals are terming a scathing dissent. And she actually read from this thing for like 15 to 20 minutes while Scalia and Roberts and others were like rolling their eyes because her, you know, considering this woman is on the highest bench in the entire land, and many people have argued, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't have, this is above my pay grade, but a lot of people are saying that her dissent simply doesn't make good, solid legal sense. And that's based on a lot of constitutional scholars that examined her dissent and went, wait a minute, what is this woman actually arguing here? So it's very interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's very interesting. And what do you think happens with the other states? Because now this gets tossed back state-wise, if you will, this decision by the Supreme Court. And, you know, that upholds the rights of the states to ban the racial preferences in university admissions, specifically.
Well, it strengthens the hand of people in states like California, Washington, obviously Michigan just got settled, Missouri, Arizona, other states that have passed these kind of measures that, interestingly enough, and I would have loved to have been sitting in a position to ask Sotomayor, what was her feeling about the language of the 1964 Civil Rights Act? Because almost every single one of these states has lifted language literally from the 1964 Civil Rights Act, banning discrimination on the basis of race, sex, gender, on down the line. So what you have are states that have looked at that language and said, yeah, we don't want to discriminate against anybody, and certainly we don't want somebody's skin color to prevent them from getting into a university. So it strengthens the hand in states like California that have been under the gun and other states, and it encourages, I think, ballot measures in other states, because what it says, what the Supreme Court says is, listen, these are the things that states can determine. So you can have individual states raise constitutional amendments in their states to simply ban the use of race in hiring, in education, and in contracting. So it's going to be interesting to see if we do have more states now putting up these kind of measures before the voters.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Joe Hicks, Project 21. Thanks, man. We look forward to a future conversation.
Hey, Kate. Really good talking with you.
And picking up that thread along with that conversation with Joe, it's interesting because, as he was pointing out, California, during oral arguments in October, the Michigan Solicitor General, John Birch, disputed all of the statistics that were coming out. He said changes in 2010 that allowed the students there to check more than one racial box really skewed the figures, and that was part of the problem in Michigan. The percentage of African Americans among entering freshmen, by the way, at the University of California, Berkeley, UCLA, and Michigan, tossing that back in, were the lowest among the nation's top universities in 2011. But that's where the Michigan Solicitor General said, well, at least in our case, these figures are not correct. And Michigan's argument pretty much focused on equal rights for white and minority students, and some conservative scholars pushed even further, say they're doing away with affirmative action. You know, by doing that, it gives the minorities a better chance of succeeding at less competitive schools. So I think this debate is far from over. You know, this ruling on race-conscious schools' admission policies are going to become pretty decisive now because it ends the government enforcement rules that created the quotas, let's face it, because that was part of it. Okay, here's the quota. You have to follow this. And now that quota has disappeared. So the Supreme Court has moved the needle in a different direction. And what Joe and a lot of the other conservative African Americans who are part of Project 21 say is that it actually moved us closer to the colorblind principle that Martin Luther King advocated, and that's part of that of course is embedded in the 14th Amendment. So where this case has ended up and the rippling effects of it, we haven't seen yet. This is all now what's going to happen. This is all what's going to happen on these on the grounds of these schools, and what they're going to have to get rid of, or at least they're not going to have the pressure anyway of having to meet these requirements, the affirmative action requirements. So it's an incredible switch. And I'll be interested to see what happens. Like, for example, there was the Fisher versus University of Texas at Austin, and that was on remand from the Supreme Court to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. In the previous court term, you know, because we have to roll that back, it was involved in Fisher versus Texas at Austin and the voting rights case, too, if you remember, which was Shelby County, Alabama versus Holder. So we've seen a lot of this roll in the same direction, which creates a lot of that buzz, and certainly will have some effects on what happens with the diversity and minority retention rates and what's going to happen now that this data isn't, the demographics aren't going to be pushed like they were before. Will that change the admission policies that are in place in many of the universities? So it's interesting, too, with the Michigan voters, the rights initiative became Section 26 of Michigan State Constitution after it was enacted, and it was supported by 58% of Michigan voters. Then it was struck down by the Sixth Circuit in 2012, and then that's how all of this ended up in the Supreme Court's lap, and then here's the backing up of the same thing. So putting it back, in other words, putting it back in the state's hands again, the Supreme Court dealing another no way to the affirmative action programs on Tuesday by upholding the right of states to ban racial preferences in university admissions. And by the way, and Joe mentioned it there in case you missed this, what was the makeup of the court? It was a 6-2 decision in this case in Michigan, where that voter-approved initiative that I mentioned, banning affirmative action, was upheld in court, you know, for a decade. So you have those other states, California, Florida, Washington, Arizona, Nebraska, Oklahoma, New Hampshire, they have similar bans. Now others might try to do, you know, to try to do the same thing. And with the Supreme Court ruling, we have to wait and see how those policies affect university admissions to see what the big changes are, I think. All right, thanks so much again for listening to America Tonight. Hang with us, and we got more coming your way next.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Delaney, a big week with the Supreme Court ruling, backing it up, booting it back to the states. We're talking about affirmative action. This is affecting college admissions and some of the, really, what was the points that were being counted toward getting into many of the public universities. This will change some things, perhaps. It's going to be interesting to see how it's all meted out, let's put it that way. And, of course, we're talking about the Georgia gun laws now. You've got a gun. There's a chance you can carry it in more public places. Some people think this is absolutely outrageous, dangerous, sets a precedent, and it's going to be a shooting gallery in Georgia. I disagree because there's going to be some regulations on that. And also, for example, with the schools, they have to decide whether or not, okay, so you have a teacher that will go through what you have to do to be approved to carry the weapon to school, to take it to school, and then the lockbox and all of that. So it's not just that, okay, woo, we're going to go out, we're just grabbing a gun, and we are ready to roll. There may be some problems enforcing what is legal and what's not legal. I think there will be in the beginning. But it's interesting to see the reaction to this Georgia gun law. And then somebody told me the other day, hey, watch out if you go into a bar. Imagine when tempers are flaring, if you end up where you have the OK Corral and kind of the shootout where people are pulling out guns. And, boy, let's hope that doesn't happen. So Jack Alexander joins us from Down Under. And Jack, this is right up your alley. You and I have often talked about gun rights and the Second Amendment and all of that. What's your reaction to what's happened in Georgia?
Look, I think it's an actual wonderful thing in Georgia, but it's not so strange. There is one county in Georgia, Kennesaw County, which have had similar laws on the books for almost 30 years now. and violent crime in that county almost disappeared overnight. And the convictions of violent perpetrators in that in the 25, nearly 30 years since have all been from outside of that county. So I tend to question the Georgians would be the state term, I suppose, from someone from Georgia. The Georgians complaining about this, I'm wondering whether their imports from, say, more liberal states complaining about it and not actual native-born Georgians
yeah.
when it comes to all of this.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, Kennesaw County, they've only had one murder by a firearm in 25 years, pretty much since this law came in. Now, the requirement is that every household that is legally able to must have at least one firearm.
Right.
So will it turn into the OK Corral? Probably not. But imagine the look of shock on that dope's face that goes into the bar on a late night to try and hold it up. You know, pulls the gun out to the bartender. You know, this is a stick up, and you know, 20 people pull out their guns and say, "Yeah, right, mate, sit down and be quiet."
Well, you know what? I would prefer that. If I'm the person in there and that happens, bravo. That's what I would want. That's what I'm saying. There's the stranger that might have your back, by the way, in some of these situations where people have been killed in the crossfire.
And this is the whole thing. According to FBI figures, some 4,000 to 4,500 crimes are prevented daily in the United States by law-abiding people with firearms. That's a day. So, you know, we only hear about the Sandy Hooks or the Columbines or the tragic event that saw Gabrielle Giffords seriously wounded. Now, for her to come out and say, oh, this is a bad thing, it's completely hypocritical on her and her husband's part because prior to that, she was a gun, she carried concealed.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, makes it incredibly hypocritical for her. You know, if these people want to stop, these politicians like Bloomberg and so on want to really get serious about the Second Amendment, how about they give up their armed guards? I mean, Bloomberg goes nowhere without a small paramilitary force escorting him to protect his blue white backside.
You're absolutely right. I mean, he rides the subway.
Same with Robert Manuel.
Yeah.
It's same with so many others. If they think that the society would be better without guns, then stop being a politician, stop being a hypocrite, and lead by example.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Bloomberg is the great example, riding the subways, and then he's always got somebody with him that's armed. Absolutely. The whole time he was mayor, he would boast about doing that, but he always had someone around. You know what it was like Rosie O'Donnell when she used to harp on the whole Second Amendment thing and guns, but she had protection with her, somebody with a gun. So you can't have it both ways.
Exactly. Benny Hinn, the TV evangelist, was refused a visa to come to Australia because he wanted to bring his small personal protection detail of nearly 100 armed security guards. When a preacher needs 100 armed bodyguards, it makes you wonder whether the message is right on the money. But, you know, when it comes to law-abiding citizens, you know, a few years back I was living in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. I came outside and there was a couple of young gentlemen trying to acquire themselves my brand new motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And I confronted them over it. One of them pulled a knife. So I took out my 9mm pistol. Colorado at that stage was an open carry state. And I literally held them there at gunpoint until the police turned up. When I called 911, I said, I am holding these two Mexican gentlemen at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they turned up, I followed the police's instructions to the letter. Sir, we realize you're the caller. You need to put the firearm down. I said, fine, I'm going to drop the magazine out. I cleared the round that was in the chamber. You know, which direction do you want me to pass the weapon? Did exactly what they said. And, you know, I'm a free man. One of these guys is doing life without the possibility because he was a third-time felony loser.
Wow.
The other guy's doing 10 to 15. Another guy's doing 10 to 15. The killer in all of this, both of these gentlemen had been deported back to Mexico just 6 weeks earlier.
Of course, that goes into the whole illegal immigration problem. Yeah, absolutely. And good for you. Yeah, good for you that you were armed.
Yeah, and you know, the cheek of them, they tried to say I was trying to jack their motorcycle at gunpoint. Well, I got a security camera over my shoulder that showed them cutting the padlock.
Right.
The bill of sale in my pocket, the DMV documentation, the keys to the ignition, the keys to the lock on the chain, the big burly chain that they were trying to cut through with a hacksaw. You know, there was no way that I was trying to steal their motorcycle with all of that evidence in my hot little hand.
You had them. That's good. What a story. Wow, what a story. Jack, thanks for sharing that and your thoughts, too, as well.
Anytime, Kate.
That was good. You know, and you heard what Jack had to say there about Kennesaw. He's right. We've talked about that before. The argument then will be, well, what about other parts of the state? They're not quite the same thing. But they're showing that it worked. And because, as he said, they have the law in place where if you can be armed, if you're able-bodied and you can't be armed, then you have to be armed. Remember, there was the police chief in Detroit that wanted the people there to, or in Michigan, in a town in Michigan close to Detroit, where he wanted the people to have to be required, if they could, to be armed because they couldn't answer all the police calls. And he said, this is too dangerous. You have to be able to have a weapon and use a weapon. So would we see, and will we see that in Georgia, that this is a deterrent? That now all of a sudden everybody who is anti-gun and saying this is dangerous and this is going to lead to more deaths and problems and people pulling out guns to settle disputes and it's going to be just terrible, they may find the opposite, that instead, because of the threat of that, that things calm down in certain situations. But of course that, you know, tempers can flare and we know that we're not naive. There's always that possibility. But as Jack pointed out, and I've pointed out many, many, many times on this show, there are so many instances where somebody saves somebody's life because they legally have a weapon and they react to a horrible situation and they pull someone down. It's like the arguments that we've just had over the military base and whether or not soldiers who come back should be able to carry their sidearms. For goodness sake, they're defenseless on these bases. And then look what's happened twice in Killeen, Texas, in 2009 and just recently. How heartbreaking is that, that somebody sacrifices over and over again, and then they're walking on the base, or they're in some building in the base, and they're sitting ducks, and they get shot by somebody who goes lunatic. And there's nothing you can do. You can't bring people back to life other than to say, oh, we're terribly sorry. Thank you for your service. Have all the dignitaries come down to the base and do what you do when something like that happens. But the sting of that is unbelievable. I mean, there's one place where I don't think it's going to happen, where I think you should be able to carry your sidearm. Absolutely, you should be able to do that. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For this hour of America tonight. And this is one of my favorite new segments, by the way, that we do. Time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
My bad!
All right, this is pretty bad, but I actually will confess that Joe, who sent me this note from New York, and I are in the same boat. Joe says, yo, yo, Katie D, I've been listening. I like to listen to the show when I'm on the third shift. Sometimes I work different hours and then I just download it. You should make sure you tell people that they can do that. And I was very excited when I had a slip in my schedule where I was working, quotes, normal hours. I decided I would surprise my wife and make dinner. So it actually turned out pretty well. I made meatloaf and potatoes and some surprise vegetable. I'm going to call it that because it was supposed to be broccoli, but I'm not so sure it was broccoli by the time I was done. But it was edible, and she didn't really notice. What did happen, however, is I forgot to turn off the oven. When I woke up the next day, I felt like the house was on fire. Luckily, it was not. But it was hotter than you know what. So it kind of scared me. And, of course, I flipped the oven off, thinking that maybe we were spared some more tragic accident, because certainly things like that have happened to people where they've left the oven on and something very unforeseen has happened. You know, that's why I say Joe and I have something in common. I've done that now a couple times where I thought it was off. I'll tell you the one time it was like turkey bacon, right? So I threw it in the oven. I mean, here's a great trick. You're trying to cook everything all at one time. I don't care if it's turkey bacon, regular bacon, whatever. And I was slinging up some omelets for everybody and trying to time them right. So I put the bacon to let it still be warm in the oven. And it worked like a charm. It was great. But I forgot to turn the oven off. And I had the same experience as Joe. It was like a hot rush of air flying in my face the next day, and I had left it on for overnight, and that was from the morning to overnight. So I feel ya. I know what you're saying there. All right, another kitchen mishap. This one from Anne, who says, Kate, I'm usually pretty good around the equipment, if you know what I mean, in the kitchen. I like to cook, and I guess because out of necessity, I learned to cook. I don't know if that I would have necessarily, but I was a single mom. My two sons are now away at college. And I can tell you about a really dumb thing that I did. My boys would sometimes want to help me, which was awesome. And my younger one, Jack, wanted to help me with the potatoes, so I told him to be careful, you know, showed him how to do everything with the mixer and everything else. And lo and behold, he started the mixer, and I don't know what happened, but it was like mixer gone wild. Just like we've seen, I think, in an episode of I Love Lucy, we all were wearing the mashed potatoes. And in the end, the mixer slid off the table and was smashed to smithereens. Because it was one of those crazy days, I almost felt like I was going to cry. But then all we could do was laugh. And to this day, it is still one of our more hysterical moments. So a mishap that was a dumb thing. I should have just done the potatoes myself and really have not trusted him to do it since he had never used the mixer before. But it turned out to be one of our biggest belly laughs of all time. We still bring it up each and every year when it's the holidays and somebody's mashing potatoes. So maybe it was a dumb thing, but it ended up giving us something to really remember through the years. Okay, that is interesting, and I'm sure many people have had mixer mishaps where things have sprung back up at them, or the mixer got caught, you know, on the side or fell apart, because sometimes you have the mixers that, depends on the size of the mixer. Is it a hand mixer would be different from a big giant mixer where you stick the paddles in and it just goes down into the whatever it is you're mixing. Okay, here's one from Scrivy who says, Kate, I think other people have called in about this as far as dumb things, but I have to put my name on the list. I was so hurried and crazed trying to get a birthday cake for my daughter. When I was running home one day, my wife was cooking dinner. Everything was set, no problem. She was going to have a party that weekend, but this was our family dinner. So all I had to do was go to the bakery, get the cake, and it was a big cake. It was sort of like one of those, I think they call it sheet cakes, and there was only going to be five of us at dinner, so I thought that was strange that she got such a big cake. Well, I got the cake, went to the car, started to mess around. My phone rang, started to try to dig for my phone. Then I pulled out my keys, and I had just completely forgotten about the cake, which I laid to rest on top of my car. I got in, drove away, and pretty much it was cake splatter all over the place. So I ended up running to the supermarket to get a round pre-made cake, because that was the only thing I could do on a short amount of time. There was no way to have another one done the way that it was supposed to be done up. My wife was not happy with me, and it was a very dumb thing. So this seems to be universal with people leaving things on their car where they forget it, and then they just, because because you're stressed or hassled or you're looking for something and you're not remembering it. I think it's very common. It is a dumb thing, and oh, especially with a cake, that is bad. But I think it's not as unusual as you would think. I remember one time, and many of you can probably relate to this in the United States and even outside our borders. So you live close to a sea area and you're going to a beach somewhere on a family holiday. You've rented a house or you own a house or whatever the circumstance might be. And in Philadelphia and in other areas, even Michiganders come here. But let's say the South Jersey Shore, you pack up your half of your house and you drive down to the shore. And I had cousins that were meeting us there the last time I was there. And my nephew had a brand new, he was so excited, saved every penny to get, and he's 14 years old, to get the GoPro camera because he plays soccer and skateboards and whatever. And this cool GoPro camera basically is something you can mount and you can see yourself upside down in the action shots. It just takes them with whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter what it is in the water. And he was so excited about this waterproof GoPro camera that was not very cheap. And he did that. We think he left it on the roof of the car, but it might not have been there. It might have been on the driveway somewhere, but it was gone. So all the way down the Jersey Shore, finds out doesn't have the camera, and it's an hour and a half later, and he is very, very sad and upset. But they try to retrace their steps, and they could not find the camera, so we really believe that it was either on the roof or it was somewhere on the driveway. All right, one last one, and this one is from Carlos. And Carlos says, Kate, you make me laugh. Dumb things. Oh, where do I start? I guess the dumbest thing is when I got my water bill and I realized I should have fixed those sprinklers in the backyard. I figured it was no big deal and I eventually would get to it, but I have to admit I'm not the best handyman around. And the sprinklers were kind of like little waterfalls because they were broken, and they just kept shooting out water. So I did turn the amount of days down. However, when I got the water bill and it was $500, I was pretty upset. I called the city and they said, yeah, that you must have a broken sprinkler. You're supposed to turn them off and have it fixed. Otherwise, you get a bill like that. So that was a pretty dumb thing that I did. By knowing what was going on and still not fixing it, I paid the price literally because of that. All right, if you've done something dumb and you want to share it, send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact, write dumb things on the top, and we may read yours on the air.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.